HMV is the last retailer standing on the high street, the last major music retailer. And it's kind of the gateway drug to buying records. It's the thing that gets you into the habit of going into a record shop and browsing the racks. And if that goes, then there's that whole, socializing you into making buying music part of your routine has gone. Buying music online is very different. You just search by a name. You don't browse and see an exciting sleeve or a lovely special offer. Somebody once described listening to music on iTunes as like listening to a spreadsheet. And it is a bit like that. It's a bit soulless. It's not like going into a record shop where you can be inspired or surprised or interested in something new. And you can develop that habit of investigating music. So if HMV disappears, that opportunity will have gone for a lot of people, and that'll be a big shame.
And do you think bands and artists are actually going to care about this?
I think a lot of bands do care about it. It's a terrible phrase, but it is their route to market. It's their way to get to a mainstream audience. The bands that will suffer won't be the big mega bands. It won't be Adele and U2 and Rihanna. And it won't even be the super tiny bands on mini labels who've got fans who will search those records out doggedly. It's the mid-level bands. It's your mid-level indie band. It's your mid-level dance act. It's your mid-level rock band who will find that, there isn't really a way to get to a mass audience anymore. It's very, very hard to get yourself to win attention through digital stores, because there's just that window on the screen. You've got to fight for attention there. And often a lot of the big retailers, there are business arrangements there that will get you what used to be called racking in a record shop and now means you appear on the homepage. If you're a mid-level band, you don't have the clout to secure that space on the homepage of a retail store. And without HMV, you've got a real hard task ahead of you just to get noticed.
And just a word on the independent stores. You don't have to go too far back to remember a time when HMV seemed to be driving all of these little stores out of business. Do you think that any of these independent owners will be feeling smug or happy about this news today?
I don't think anybody's going to be happy about this. I think we've all realised over recent years that it's not a case that there'll be one giant high street retailer that will swallow everything up. It's that there is an ecosystem that, you visit a big shop, you visit a little shop, but you're in the habit of going to shops. You're in the habit of browsing and trying stuff out. What has happened is that the big online retailers, Amazon for CDs and iTunes for digital downloads, they really have become behemoths, really. They can set the rules of the game, and they can hoover up and large amounts of sales. Also, they're based outside of the UK. Their tax arrangements are not the same as a physical record shop in Britain. So, we all become very, worried over recent years about, or recent months rather, about, do companies pay their tax? Are they good corporate citizens? Well, HMV was a good corporate citizen, and look where it got it. People said the records are too expensive, the CDs are too costly. We'll buy them somewhere else. Well, did they ask whether that place where they're buying them is paying its tax or not?
And just finally, Andrew, apart from, I'm sure, all the free music that you get, one of the perks of your job, how do you consume music, DVDs and film these days?
I like to buy stuff, but I've got to the point where my house is a bit full now to actually take any more. So I do feel a little bit guilty, actually. I think, should I have gone to HMV a little bit more, bought more physical product? I kind of think that if you're paying for music, be it physical or be it digital, then you're doing your bit. I mean, the real problem is people not paying for music at all, people streaming it or downloading it rather illegally, not paying a penny, and worse than that, not thinking that there's anything wrong in that. Well, there is, and the demise of HMV shows how illegal downloading, as well as cheap stuff from digital sources, has eroded the business and made it less healthy and less not just less profitable, but less viable. If you want new music, and if you want your favourite bands to survive, then you need to buy their stuff. You need to pay for it. They're not doing it out of charity. And the rock star that you think is doing so well, who's living in a gigantic house with a diamond fireplace, probably isn't. There's a reason that they're on tour the whole time, because record sales have collapsed. They've got to make their money somewhere. So, you wouldn't jump on a bus and not pay the ticket. So don't steal music. Pay for it.